This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
We've got a guest in, haven't we?
Have we?
Perhaps pretty much royalty.
Well.
Unbelievable.
Of the accounts department.
No more then. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Karen from finance.
Thank you so much. It's so good to be at the royalty. Maybe corporate royalty, but royalty.
Corporate royalty is royalty nonetheless.
You've been around, haven't you now?
Excuse me. Yes.
I mean that nicely.
I thought you meant that nicely. If you're talking nicely, then I have been around. Yes. I've been up, down, backwards, forwards, all around.
The last time you were on, you were off to America.
That was just before you were jet setting. Yes.
That's right. You know, as any good corporate business-minded person does, they take a little trip overseas and spend all of their money just before the financial year ends. And that was the last time I was in here, yeah.
And you got your drag con on, didn't you?
That was for RuPaul's drag con this year.
It all went well.
It went so well.
It looked like it went well. Although there wasn't a bit of an incident.
That's right, Wiggate.
Was there? I don't remember.
Didn't you Wiggate with the luggage?
Oh, yes, of course. Of course. Because I also
Does
did.
Has anybody got a sewing machine?
Anyone in America with a sewing machine?
That's right. Because I did what any other good organized corporate person does. And I posted all of my costuming there so that I didn't have to have any outfits with me at customs. However, of course, you know, the United States Postal Service decided to hold on to my costumes and deliver them just hours before the convention.
Do you think they were trying them on?
I would like to think so. Yes. I would really like to think so.
Quick, look at this bag. There's loads of stuff.
It did look tampered with, I'll tell you right now.
Really?
Those boxes were destroyed.
Right. Manhandled.
Wow.
I don't appreciate a destroyed box.
No. Now, you're back in Australia. Been back a while. Basically, at every venue this side of the, the Mason-Dixon line.
They keep trying to send me home, but I just will not do it.
No way.
No way. Why would you?
You do not. Not when you're this good. But we wanted to get you on because two weeks ago, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. We went to the opening of your drag brunch.
Yeah.
Which is on the roof of the Carlton Hotel.
On a Sunday. And oh my God, we had the most fantastic day.
Did you have a good time?
It was
really good.
So much fun.
Yeah.
I mean, there was Polly, but still, it was so much fun.
Well, no, on the guest list, on the performance side, there was you.
Yes.
You MC it.
Yes, that's right. I'll host
keeping it all together.
Host the show.
God.
I'll be the glue for the girls.
Yes. And then there was Polly, as we mentioned.
Yes, Polly Filler.
Art Simone.
Yes.
And Jessica.
And Jessica
what
James.
What a fun
James.
Mix of performers.
Quite a diverse group, isn't
it?
Yeah.
Nuts and grains.
Yep.
And they all do a couple of numbers each.
Couple of numbers
break
each.
Break in the middle.
Yes.
We get brunch, obviously. Otherwise, drag brunch would be rubbish.
It'd be a lie otherwise, wouldn't it? Yeah. No, you get a lovely brunch. You get a couple of cocktails, a little gift from us, photos of the girls. It's very fun.
And how brave of you to just, in a corporate way, do day drag every week.
Yes. Day drag at midday on a Sunday. It's
so
basically
bold.
Still the morning.
Yeah. Just retouch the face from the night before and then start
It is amazing
how
makeup can look like bruising during the day, isn't
That's
it?
That's some severe contouring, isn't it?
Somebody's been beaten.
Polly Filler said she just forgot to wash her brushes, but I don't believe her. I think it was the sunshine.
How many years?
She's always, she forgot to wash them 20 years ago.
Yeah. But and the day we went, it was beautiful.
It was. We were up on the rooftop, the Palms rooftop of the Carlton, I'd never actually gone. I'd always thought I was at the roof, but every time I'm just on another balcony, and then on the actual roof, it's beautiful.
It is lovely.
That's
You've
right.
Got a fabulous little bar, lots of great seating. It's beautiful.
You're 9 stories up. You're surrounded by palm trees. You feel like you're in Hawaii. It's just fabulous.
No,
that's right.
Really
I remember that walk.
I had the low-calorie pork belly.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yes.
I had 25 mimosas.
Yes. No, it was really good. Now, what made you come up with this idea then?
Well, it actually goes back to when we were in the States for DragCon earlier in the year. Drag brunch is so popular over there. Every bar's doing it. Every club's doing it. Everyone's doing it. And it's a really great event to get the people out that don't really want to go to the nightclubs to see drag shows anymore. They're not up for staying late, but you can still have a really good time.
Well, I looked at a few of the people there, and I think they'd been out and done the morning.
And there were a few the people, morning. Yeah, that need kick-ons as well. Yeah. So it's perfect for that. No, but
we used to in the old days, didn't we?
Yeah, we just didn't
not
stop.
Anymore.
Well, I keep going.
Do you? Yeah. Yeah. If only you wouldn't.
That's why I look this way.
Mm. I performed at a drag brunch in Minneapolis, actually, and I thought this is just one of the most fun things I've ever been to, but they were serving their brunch out of Bain Marie's there, and I thought Melbourne has such
was
a good...
Is that a drag act?
It was...
It was, hello, I'm Bain Marie.
She's got cheap pockets.
She does exist.
She does actually exist.
Gives you a warm welcome.
Well, we thought, why not? If Melbourne has such a good brunch culture already, let's bring it back home and try it there. Yeah. And yeah, it's, you know, it's taken off, and we had such a good time last Sunday. We can't wait to do it this summer.
You yes. know what excited me is I ate fruit. I don't think I've had fruit for breakfast in ages.
I know. Fresh fruit waiting for you. Birchamere's the yogurt. It keeps everyone healthy on their toes.
Yeah. I didn't recognise you. I think you lost weight right there and then.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
I should do that in a year's time again on the same day.
That's it? Like
that's
an anniversary?
Keep it regular.
Fruitiversary. now, is it on every Sunday now till...
So it's on every Sunday until the 17th of December is our last one before Christmas, before we look at our 2018 season. So there's plenty of opportunities for, you know, birthdays, Christmas breakups, yeah. Whatever you need.
In the lead up to Christmas, why wouldn't you organise a December family brunch with Karen and the gang?
That's exactly right. Yeah. Perfect.
Whatever your family's made up of, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, why not? Mum would like it. Dad would like
it. I think my parents would get quite the kick out of it.
I wouldn't take the children.
I think the children would love it.
Yeah, there's a little bit of light swearing, isn't there?
Well, I'm fine
nudity.
With that. Well, I'm their uncle, so they figured that out early.
Yeah. It really is an all-ages event, as long as you're not younger than 18 or older than maybe 75.
There you go.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, everyone's welcome.
Now, the lineup does vary a little bit, doesn't it?
It does vary a little
the
bit.
Songs won't.
The songs won't. No, Miss Art Simone's down in Tasmania this weekend painting landscapes on a hillside, which sounds nice. So we've got Jemima Handful filling in for her this Sunday. And then in 2 weeks' time, I'm heading off to Austin, Texas for like 3 days or something.
Right.
So I'm going to be away. So Miss Jemima's coming back to fill in for me. So it's always a different cast. And yeah, we do different shows every single week.
I love now, that Jemima's gotten getting the career of Melvin's filler.
Oh, no.
No,
she's
it's a good
not.
Thing. She's No, I'm not saying that in a bad way. She keeps, when it's there, she's there, bang. No, I've never seen anyone like dance like Jemima.
That is a headliner in my eyes.
I've never seen anyone dance like Jemima dances when she's doing a number.
That's right. We needed someone that could do the death drop and jump into the splits and
but
all that.
But literally, not like
sort of
Polly,
stuff.
Just halfway.
She did a pretty amazing cartwheel.
It
you
was
have
a pretty
to
good cartwheel. I've never seen a
tuxedo. It begins at midday, doesn't it?
Yes, starts at midday and we run through until 3 o'clock. It's a 3-hour event.
And where do we get our tickets?
You can jump online. It's at dragbrunchmelb.eventbrite.com.au or you can go to karenfromfinance.com/dragbrunch.
It's as easy as that.
It's too easy.
Now, what else is in the pipeline for you then?
As I said, I'm going to... I'm, as far as I know, the only Australian performing at the Austin International Drag Festival, which is in 2 weeks in Texas. So amazing. I'm going over for that, which is pretty exciting. And then we are gearing up to do Yummy in the Fringe Circuit early next year. So we're heading over with the Yummy Cabaret to do Perth Fringe and Adelaide Fringe, which is lots of fun.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's
always
me.
Always busy, aren't you?
Always busy.
Always working. Work that's the corporate lifestyle that we know and love.
Well, that means Jemima will be busy then, doesn't it? No, good on you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
The one and only Karen from Finance.
You're on tour.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.